Madam Vice President, if you're watching, there's something I need to say to you. The polls aren't looking great for you right now. It's neck and neck in the swing states, and if you lose the election, Democrats are already getting ready to blame this or that minority community. Some are already pointing fingers at Muslim and Arab voters who aren't, of course, fans of yours right now because of Gaza. So please hear me out when I say three things to you about all of this. First, if you're going to blame a group of voters for a defeat next month, blame white people. It wasn't just white men, but white women who helped elect Trump last time around in 2016. In fact, no Democratic presidential nominee has won a majority of the white vote since LBJ. Not Bill Clinton, not Joe Biden, and you won't either. The truth is that Muslim and Arab voters and black men and Latinos, all of the different ethnic groups who we are constantly told are deserting the Democrats, will still end up voting for you over Trump at higher rates than white people, especially white men. So don't blame the Muslims or the Arabs or the non-white folks if you lose. Number two, you really shouldn't blame any voters if you lose, because politicians like yourself need to take responsibility for earning their votes, our votes. You, like every other candidate for president, don't have the right to anyone's vote. You have to make the case. And number three, Muslim and Arab voters would vote for you, like they did for Joe Biden last time round, if you gave them a good reason to, especially on Gaza, the issue that most Muslim voters have declared their priority, and that you and Biden have failed them on. And yet, again and again, you have not just not courted the Muslim American vote and the Arab American vote in a key swing state like Michigan, for example, you have actively spurned it. You could have met with the Uncommitted Movement, which you said you would do back in August, but you never have. Not once. Even though Uncommitted represents 700,000 Democratic Party voters nationwide, including over 100,000 in Michigan, where, remember, Hillary Clinton lost to Trump by less than 12,000 votes. You could have had a Palestinian voice at the DNC speaking on stage, but you refused. Rua Rahman, a Palestinian Muslim woman in a headscarf, in a hijab, an elected Democratic state lawmaker from the crucial swing state of Georgia, was ready to endorse you in primetime, but you didn't give her a chance. You could have said that as a prosecutor, when you're president, you'll enforce the law, both our own Leahy law and international humanitarian law. But you haven't, even though the polls consistently show a majority of Americans want conditions put on arms sales to Israel. You could have said, when asked on The View, that you would have done some things differently to Joe Biden over the last 4 years. But no, you said you would have done nothing at all differently. You could have mentioned Lebanese civilian casualties in your statement on the Israeli killing of the leader of Hezbollah, but you didn't say a word about civilian casualties. It's almost like you're trying to lose Michigan. It's almost like you're pushing people there into the arms of Jill Stein and the Green Party. Look, don't get me wrong, and don't shoot the messenger. I happen to think Trump is an existential danger to Muslims, Arabs, Palestinians, to American democracy, to our climate. I happen to think he'll be much worse on Gaza than you'll be, or Joe Biden has been, though the bar is so low. And I know that Netanyahu and Ben-Gvir want Trump, and not you, as president come January. But just saying Trump, Trump, Trump is not enough for most people. The reality is that most people, Muslims included, don't just want to vote against something. They want to vote for something. They want to vote for you if you can show them that you are different to Biden, that you are much better than Trump, not just by claiming to be working around the clock for a ceasefire, but showing you have an actual plan backed with actual US leverage to stop the killing. That you recognize Palestinian humanity, not just through words, but through deeds. So, Madam Vice President, if you lose Michigan on November the 5th and you lose the race, if the country wakes up to another nightmare Trump presidency, don't you or the Democrats dare blame the Muslims for that. No, you can blame yourself for not changing course, for not listening to advice, for not heeding the polls on this issue, for not even trying to use the power you undeniably have to stop a genocide. There's still time.